Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:21 Irish Summertime. Today is September 11th, and it has been a day where there were two relatively significant news stories dominated, I think, trading in the US. First is that the trade deficit tightened up in here today, and that's obviously quite positive for the US economy. There was some renewed hope that the consumer would make his way through this crisis in the subprime relatively unharmed, but also that crude oil is really quite strong in here today. It's very close to those all-time highs, around 78-70. So that's pretty much the background for where Wall Street has closed in here today. The Nasdaq was up 1.5%. And the Dow Jones was up 180 points, 1.38%. The S&P up 19 points, 1.36%. The S&P back up to 1,471. So it looks like it's going to have another look at that 1,500 level. It's found support really just where it really needed to. Same with the Dow Jones. We now have three higher lows from those mid-August lows. And that's really very positive trading. Now, obviously, it does have to break above that 1500 level, and it needs to sustain a move above the July highs to reassert this uptrend. But at the moment, it has, in the short term, got a progression of three higher lows, and it would need to take those out at the very least to indicate that there was further to run in this correction. There are more signals. We're getting additional signals every week, regardless of the extremely bearish commentary that continues to come out, that this correction bottomed in mid-August. Now, while it is going to take time for it to play itself out completely, and I anticipate a good share more ranging before the S&P gets back up towards its July high. But as long as it holds those higher lows, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Now, over the last 3 days, the VIX index had been rising, but today it fell by over 2, and it's down to almost 25 in here today. Once that falls below 20, that will be a very good sign that the volatility associated with this correction is over, or has abated to what we've come to expect from markets really over the last 3 or 4 years. But that's not going to happen today or tomorrow. The chances are that that's going to decline relatively gradually and probably very much in line with the amount of time it takes for the S&P to get back up towards its highs. Asia was relatively quiet in here today. The A-share index in China had a bit of a downward dynamic, and that's the biggest dynamic that it's had in over 2 months. And that's not something that hasn't happened before, and there have been plenty of times in the past where the A shares have had a downward dynamic and it's been countermanded immediately afterwards. However, rising interest rates have killed off a number of stock market rallies, and I think the latest instance of that was last year for the May-June correction. And with inflationary pressures rising in China and the word that I've heard from our family over there is that people are pretty angry about prices going upwards because wages haven't, and certainly pension payments haven't gone up. So the Chinese administration are going to be under quite a lot of pressure to maintain inflation at a relatively low rate, and that is not the case right now. So they're going to have to do something about that. But getting back to the stock market, this was a relatively large downward dynamic, and to reassert the uptrend, it will now have to move to a new high. The index has moved quite substantially since the last reaction that we saw, which ended towards the end of July, and it wouldn't be too surprising if it came off or consolidated a little bit around here. But I think that's going to be very much tied to exactly what the administration in China are going to do with regard to their inflation problem. And if they decide to raise interest rates and penalize markets, well, that could push us into another type of correction that lasts a couple of months at the very least that we've seen. I don't think there's any reason to panic just now. I mean, we've had three relatively similar sized corrections with relatively similar sized advances, and they've been of a relatively similar duration, so very consistent. Although it is an enormously accelerating, or it's got an accelerating profile, and it's quite scary to look at it. But it is consistent, and as long as it's consistent, I don't think that there's any real reason to worry for the longer term. In the shorter term, I think we may see a little bit of a pullback. Looking at some of the other markets, Singapore also had a very good day in here today. Taiwan was quite positive. Looks like it's going to break up from this little short-term consolidation. And Japan was a little bit more positive in here, but it really needs to put some legs in here to show us that it's even going to play catch up, because there's no sign that it's even going to do that right now. Europe was also quite positive. Best performing index was the FTSE, and that was led up by Barclays, had a very good performance today, but in the top 10 you had Rio, BHP and Xstrata to my knowledge. And we have had some really quite positive trading in both the industrial metals and the precious metals sector. Gold in particular was up 988 on the close in here today, which is really quite positive. It's at 712, nearly $713 here now. And it does appear to have the ability to hold above this psychological $700 level, and it would need quite a large downward dynamic, I think, and a pullback well below that $700 level to tell us that it has reached a top of any kind of significance. Personally, I think that there is going to be plenty of money coming into this, particularly the longer it stays above this $700 level, and I don't anticipate the $730 high that we saw last year being any kind of major resistance area in the absence of a large downward dynamic. Personally, I was tempted to buy some more today, but it's been up for I think 7 or 8 days in consecutively, and I'm going to wait for a little bit of a pullback before adding to my small initial position. Feeding on from gold, you also have the weak dollar. The euro was up 35 ticks in here today, pound was up 51, and on the dollar index it's at 79.68, so continuing to fall below that psychological 80 level. Provided, of course, it doesn't collapse from this area, we can anticipate markets to perform relatively well. If we get a rout in the dollar, that is going to lead to a correction in a number of asset classes. But there's no evidence that that is the case right now. And this weaker dollar is boosting the precious metals and industrial metals complex. At the industrial metal side of things, copper was up nearly $13 today, so good upper dynamic there. And this continues to look like a consolidation below 400. So that's quite positive. Nickel is back to 27,000, lead above 3,000 once more. So relatively positive trading right across the sector. There was a news story today, or at least a headline that I saw, saying that Macquarie had claimed that China's stockpiles of zinc were 4 times greater than previously estimated. And zinc was probably one of the worst performers in the industrial metal sectors today. It was up 56, but that hasn't even countermanded yesterday's downward trading. And it really would need to push above that 3,000 level to offset potential for a further correction here. Because you've had this strength in the stock markets, bonds have been a little bit weaker in here today. The 30-year is down 8, the 10-year is down 13. Relatively unchanged in gilts, and the bunds are down about a quarter of a point, but they're still in relatively consistent 2 to 3 month uptrends, and they would need to take out the progression of higher lows to indicate that they've reached a high of medium term significance, and there's no real evidence that that is the case just yet. The soft commodities sector was pretty quiet in here today. Corn was down about 5 and soybeans up 2. Let me just pull up the wheat chart. I don't have that right in front of me. But relatively subdued in here today, not too much to report. the copper chart, I should say. Let me give you the wheat chart. It's up 29 in here today, so almost limit up, 890 and a half. It is accelerating, but it would really need a downward dynamic and probably limit down to indicate that it's encountered any meaningful resistance up here. It's approaching 900, which is a big round number, but 800 was a round number too, and it didn't stop there. So we would be backing this. You can definitely give the benefit of the doubt of the up to the upside here, although it is accelerating, and it's not going to accelerate beyond the short term in all likelihood. And that's pretty much it for me, except to mention oil. Oil is up to 78.15 right now. That's up 66. It has been as high as 78.37, which is within very quick striking distance of its all-time high. And it would need a downward dynamic to indicate that that was anything other than short-term resistance. But thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a good evening.